Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, the late, great SRV. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Robert J. Fisher. F-I-S-C-H-E-R, Certified Financial Planner, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, and we're talking about bear markets. What do they look like? How do you prepare for one? And what does it look like? This segment, I want Bob to talk to us about what does it look like before it happens. So, Bob, imagine that this is, I started to say, in the last segment, I said December of 2007, but I'm going to go back just a little bit further. I'm going to say November, a full year before the real impact of the collapse of September. Let's go back to November 2007. If this were that kind of a period before the next bear market, what are you seeing out there in real time? What are some of the real grenades, so the real landmines that are out there that we could actually start to see right now? What do you think?
One of the things that you could see is the number of stocks that were on their charts moving from buy signals to sell signals. And what happens there is you start to see lower lows and lower highs. So the key thing is not any one individual stock, but the market as a whole. You'll start to see stocks breaking their 200-day moving average. And if you have a portfolio and you have 30 stocks in it, and right now 27 are above their 200-day moving average, and then you look, 2 months later, and there's 20 above their 200-day moving average.
You're starting to see a trend. That's a trend.
Yes.
And the market hasn't even established itself in a bear market yet. All right. So now I'm not a stock picker, and you're the scientist. You're the analyst here, and I'm not. But I do see other things that the average person can see. For example, I see the Fed, who I believe has done more to create the market where it is right now, the stock market where it is right now, than anything else. I'm completely convinced this is a Fed propped up equities market, and that a bubble is waiting to happen. That's my belief, even though I'm not the expert that you are. So I think the Fed's issue right now is going to be a problem. The unwinding of QE2. We could be headed if inflation rears its head sometime later this year and starts going up. The Fed has almost no bullets in their weapon to stop it. What do you think? That could trigger a bear market.
Well, it certainly could trigger a bear market, but I would also see it could not trigger a bear market. So, I mean, one of the things there's a brilliant portfolio manager by the name of Bill O'Neill, and what one of the things, when people ask him, what do you think the market's going to do? His answer is normally, well, you know what? Over the years, I've learned the market doesn't care what I think. And what he says is, what is the market doing now? And so rather than look for those type of cues, let's just watch the market. And when we see the market overall, moving from that number one position to that number three position of the mm-hmm. of the six positions in the dynamic asset level investing, when we see the number of stocks above their 200-day moving average dropping, when we see the number of stocks on the New York Stock Exchange that are on bearish charts increasing, mm-hmm. that's when we'll know, not necessarily that we're in a bear market, but we'll know to get defensive. Now, we'll get confirmed down the road. The bear market will be in all the papers. You'll be able to read about it.
Yeah, but
you
need
paper.
To know about this before you read the papers. If you don't see it until you read the papers, you're already too late. So, But I also, I just think that the average person can watch the economy. They can watch what the Fed's doing. They can notice what inflation, what's happening with inflation. They can see things like that. Those are indicators that contribute to a bear market, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, good job today. Thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time, please.
Well, people can go to www.virginiathinkinginstitute.com to read my blog. And they can get the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street, at Amazon.com.
All right, so check all that out, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Robert J. Fisher, ladies and gentlemen, CFP. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.